Hallelujah. Amen. Appreciate the opportunity to exhort to you tonight. Amen. Oh man, I about done a no-no. Put that down there so I don't make another mess. Nothing to see up here, Pastor. Just a drop of water. Amen. I don't want just a drop of the power of God. I want the whole thing. Do I have any volunteers tonight? Amen. I knew Grant was going to raise his hand. Oh, Brother Matthew, I'm just going to pour this on you. And then you got to step outside. It's cold out there. What will that do? That water runs down the back of your neck, across the front of your face. Going to make you go wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. Because it's something that is foreign, even when you know what it is. It's something that puts us in shock, even when we expect it. I'm here to call on us tonight. Amen. If you've got your Bible, open it up to 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and launch right on in here. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Start reading in verse number 7. I'm going to skip down through a couple portions of this chapter number 4 here. And while you're flipping over there, go ahead and fold on over to 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm going to pull a piece of scripture from over there as well. Pray my voice holds out, honey. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, reading verse number 7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables. Grab a hold of this right here. And exercise. Everybody know what exercise means? You know, you go out there and get them dumbbells. Ah. Getting strong. Run a mile. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Verse number 8, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Now grab a hold of that. All things, having promise of life that is now is, and of that which is to come. Something that is going to bring value to your life, not only now, but later. Amen. Okay, I've got a couple of you here that's going to shout with me. Amen. Skip on down to verse number 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example. Listen to that, young people. An example of the believers. In word, in conversation, in charity and in spirit, in faith, in purity. Neglect, verse number 14, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given by the prophecy with laying on of hands of the presbytery. Verse number 15, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that they profiting may appear to all. Now skip over to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Read a few short verses here real quick. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Now, we look back a chapter, back in 1 Timothy, we find that there was something that was given there that you needed to be walking in, such as charity, and in spirit, and in faith, and in purity. We find that Paul is also reminding Timothy here again. These are the things that have been given to you. Verse number 8, but not that therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but thou a partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling. Notice there is something that has happened here, something that has transpired. Not according to our works, but according to His purpose and grace which was given in us in Christ Jesus before the world began. It was something that was created before we were ever thought of, but it was something that was fresh, it was ripe, and it was ready when His call came forth. But we have to stir up. We can't neglect. I'm going to throw my title out right now. It's something that we have to be activated in. We have to become someone that is willing to be activated. Someone that is not willing just to realize that I was called and I'm just going to wait on something else to happen. I'm here to tell you, when God calls you, He's calling you to a place where you're supposed to be activated and be moving and pressing forward for that moment when God says, jump, we are launching, because we've been preparing ourselves for that moment when He says it's time, we begin to move. Lord, right now I pray that You'd move in this sanctuary, move amongst Your people. I pray that You'd begin to prepare these altars. God, prepare our hearts that we would be changed and challenged. Leave here different than whence we came. God, help us to leave this place more on fire. Let us become like dry kindling, something that sets this city, this state ablaze. Let it begin to run through our families. But God, we've got to ask for You to come down right now and activate us. In Your name we pray. And the church said amen. I asked some of the young men before church if they were going to help me to preach. Some of them looked at me and said, I don't know. I'm sitting over here. Or I'm over there. Doesn't matter where we're located at. When God calls our number, are we willing to move and transplant ourselves from where we're at to where He wants us to be? So tonight, if I say, Titus, stand up. He's just been activated. If I say, Grant Schaefer, run around this section. There's no activation going on. We have two different responses. We have to be careful. Thank you, Titus. Give you guys a real good example of someone that's active when they're called upon. Just picking on Grant because I knew he knew what I was going to do. But if I say, Brother Pepper, shout hallelujah. Activation. If I say, London, say hi. She's got cookies in her mouth. If I say, Timmy, stand up and jump up and down. Activation, movement. Yes. If I say, Isaac, run around the church. Activation. You guys notice anything that's going on? There's some movement that's happening. What will begin to happen if we as the church, whenever the Spirit of God begins to move like He did this morning, and He called out and said, if you need something, amen, a place to be is not in our seat, but up around the altar where the fresh oil, where the fresh power of God is flowing. I'm here to challenge us tonight that we've got to get up to the point where He'll say it's time to activate, and we say, yes, Lord. To activate means to be active or, get this, more active. Such as actuate, crank up, drive, move, run, set off, spark, start, trigger, or turn on. I really like this next one. Or to make a substance radioactive. Oh, I about had a shouting time when I read that. What happens when this old sinner gets saved? I become something that God can use. But the moment, Help me, Lord, right here. The moment that I come in contact with the Holy Ghost, I'm no longer something that is a substance that can be used, but I'm a substance that's now radioactive. Anything I touch, anything I come in contact with has to be changed, has to have a result of the power of God. There is a change that begins to happen in the atmosphere around me, in the ground I walk on, because I'm activated by the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is moving if we're willing to take part in it. The opposite of being activated is deactivated. To make inactive, ineffective, to be dead, to be shut off, to be turned off. We talk to the church for just a moment. Power of God's moving. He's not just moving on one. He moves on all. But we have to be willing to be activated. Now when you go to a computer that's turned off, you have to push a little button, a power button on the side. And before anything happens on the screen, you'll hear the little motor, fan motor in there. Kind of fire up. Then all of a sudden, boom, Windows, whatever you've got. I remember Windows 97. Windows 2000. Windows XP. It's like, what do I have here? Whenever God comes by and touches your button, is it something that is going to power on? Or is it something that's dead in the water? What good, get this for just a second, church, what good is your live bait when it's dead? Think about it. I got some fishermen in here, and you'll watch out in the ocean when guys are fishing, they know they can't catch anything on dead bait. So what they end up doing is they end up taking it back to a place, and they chop it all up. They throw it out as chum because it's not worth anything. Only thing it's going to do is maybe draw some attention. But you're not going to catch anything off a dead bait. Now, if it's important and I need to make a phone call, and I grab my phone, and the battery's dead, what use is it? None. If you have one of these iPhones and it's dead, it takes about 5 minutes for this puppy to charge up enough for you to turn it on. So when that baby gets down to 2%, you better plug it in. Get it back activated. Now come on, church, now listen to me here. When the power of God realizes that you're running low, His power is going to move in this place. But sometimes we don't want to do anything because our battery's running low. But I'm here to tell you tonight, we got to get up here on the dock, the charge docking station, and allow the Spirit of God to plug into us so that we'll stay active. Otherwise, we'll become inactive, which makes us deactivated. What's good is a deactivated device. It's worthless. It's pointless to have. I'm here to tell you tonight, if I just said right here, I'm done, I'm deactivated. Church, nothing else has happened. This burdens my heart. Because no one's moving. The Spirit of God's already touching hearts, but yet, when the one's leading, it stops. No one else is picking up the banner. No one else is grabbing up the cloak. Come on now, church, there's a generation of people around us that doesn't know the exact power of God. They have never seen God do a miracle. They've just heard about it. I'm here to tell you, we've got to activate ourselves. when Elijah was up on Mount Carmel. This was just reference to whichever God answers by fire. That's who the God is. And that's who we got to serve. They've been years without water. But somehow, Elijah kept getting a little cup of water. I have an old brook. Nobody else knew about. It was placed there by God for Elijah for that moment. But there came a point in time where it was time for Elijah to go down. We find that he went and told Ahab, he said, "Hey, time to load up the chariot. Prepare yourself, because there is rain that's coming." The very next thing that Elijah done, he didn't go running up to the mountaintop, jumping up and down, hollering, "It's happening, it's happening." Get this, church. He went and found himself a place. And the scripture says he bowed himself down between his knees. And he turned to the servant and said, "Go look." What did he go and activate? He activated prayer. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you want to see God begin to do a miracle, if you want to see God to be able to break through in a wall, in a situation that seems like you're walled up, you're walled around, you have no tools, you have no, amen, hope, I'm here to tell you, you got hope in prayer. And Elijah, amen, he said, "Hey, go look." He came back, said, "Hey, there ain't nothing. There ain't nothing." Elijah sent him again. Came back. "There ain't nothing." Elijah never changed his position. So many times, whenever we get down before God in a position of pleading for Him to hear our case, we plead it. And instead of sending somebody else to go see if it's happened yet, we get up and got to go check it ourselves. A lot of times, we as men are very guilty of this. Sorry, fellas. Somebody says, "Oh, it can't be done. Oh, I can do it." We got to get rid of the "I can do it" attitude and say, "I'm going to let Him do it in me. That way, it can be done through me by the power of the living God. Not that I might have recognition, but that He might." Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, that Elijah got in that position and didn't leave. He sent him back and forth multiple times. He finally came back and said, "Elijah, there's a cloud. Your prayers have been heard. It's been activated. There's a cloud the size of a man's hand." And he got up, went down there, and guess where Ahaz was? Rahab. He was sitting there having a party, finishing what goods he had left. He never loaded up his chariot. He never went the direction he was supposed to. We find he starts packing stuff up and says, "Well, I'm headed to Jezreel." Elijah was already headed there. Why? Because it had been activated. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, we've got to wake up. Realize time is running short. The power of God has called us. Time and time again, it's time to move. It's time to be activated. But we've got to be willing to change our location. It happens just like this. When the Spirit of God says, "Grant, stand up." And he does it. Says, "Lydia, stand up." I can pick on these kids. I've known them a long time. She does it. Says, "Jonathan, wave your right hand." And he does it. We're okay with doing it when everybody else can hear the command. Thank you, guys. But when God says it, "Oh, I can't be activated yet. No one else has heard the voice." I'm here to tell you tonight, church, don't wait. Don't wait. It shouldn't be the pastor having to tell you to raise your hands. You should already be doing it. It shouldn't be the pastor to say, "Hey, there's somebody going around the church. Let's join in the Jericho march." We become active and we start moving with the power
of God. It don't matter if we don't feel like it, because guess what? As we start moving, the Spirit of God will move in us. And all of a sudden, that healing you've been asking for, amen, begins to move in your feet up to the top of your head. And God will make a way. Because we have allowed Him to be active in us. Here a few weeks ago, getting calls from different family members, trying to figure out what all was going on in the crazy world. Because their loved ones was all calling them 24 hours in advance. Saying, well, mom or dad, brother or sister, I've been called up for active duty. Where are you going? I don't know. But I've been called. And I've been told to give you notice. They have to do that 24 hours before they leave. Minimum. Some of them don't even know that soon. It's like, oh, here we go. So I thought that was interesting as I was preparing for this message. It's time. Get a hold of this. It's time, church, to serve papers. Serve notice on the enemy. Oh. Come on now. It's time we serve notice to the enemy and says, listen, I'm giving you notice, buddy, that you can no longer have my health. I'm giving notice to you, buddy. You can no longer have power over my family. I'm giving notice to you, buddy, because I've been in contact with the most holy God of heaven. And the Holy Ghost is on my side. And the Holy Ghost has called my number. And I'm going to go to active duty. I'm going to serve with the Lord God Almighty. Come hell, whatever it's got to bring against me, that's no match. Because my King, my Savior, has the keys. He has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. The enemy ain't got nothing on you. Hallelujah. Brother Mike, I'm feeling pretty good. This afternoon, the enemy come against me about 1 o'clock, like a ton of bricks, right in the middle of my back, Isaac. Boom. I sat there in the chair, praying, going over my notes and scriptures, praying, asking the Lord just for a little bit of relief. Just a little bit of relief. Because when my back's in this position, Brother Mike, he can go out, and then I'm on the ground. You see what I've been doing up here? Going every direction. You see me laying on the ground yet? Hallelujah. Hey, hey. God's doing miracles here in this house, and still we sit and we look at each other. Well, I just wait on God to move. He's already moving. He's activating us. But who here tonight dares be active with me? Who here tonight says, I will be called when that roll call number is mine? I'll say yes. I'm here to tell you, if you're saved, you've been called. I'm here to tell you, if you believe that there is a thing called the Holy Ghost, you've been called. God, walk therein. Ask the Lord, give it to me, and He will. Good. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 9, verse number 1 and 2. Then He called His 12 disciples together, gave them power and authority over all devils, and cured diseases. I don't have that. Power you're talking about don't belong to me. I'm going to get into decommission mode, because it's up to the pastor. Say, if it's pretty comfortable, pastor, you ought to try the preaching from right here sometime. Decommission mode. I'm just going to sit here and wait and deactivate. Titus, come here. Just kind of deactivate. That's not what Jesus done to His disciples. He wasn't laying down. No, he was standing up. He said, listen, you've been seeing the things I've been doing around here. Yeah. You know, so healing sick, casting out devils, you know, providing food out of hardly anything. It's a pretty amazing thing, ain't it? Here, why don't you take it and go for a while? That's what he did. If I hadn't had that rejected, I'd be lost. I'd never get it back. You got to be selective on who you call upon. But you notice what happened. He took the torch and said, here. What is that?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's a miracle worker. He's a problem solver. He's a healer.
He's a savior.
He's a soon coming king.
Come on now. Woo! Woo! Come on! Is he your savior? Is he your king? Is he your healer? Is he your way maker? Is he something to you? Amen. Let's identify as it and say, I'm going to be activated. We find those disciples. They went out, done great things. We can see that in verse number 6. And they departed, went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. What would happen if here at Calvary Lighthouse Church, as we as a body, would be as those in the Acts Church, there in chapter number 2 and chapter number 4 would say, hey, I'm going to get unified with the body of believers. I'm going to become one with them and they with me. I'm going to get where they're at. I'm going to become in one mind, one accord, focusing on him.
Amen. There's only a few men that shook the world from its very roots. Because they were willing to be activated, no matter what the cost. Oh, it's going to be late tonight. I can't go to church. Kids got school tomorrow. I got to work. It's a lot of work to preach. Oh, no, it's not. Let's try preaching like I am right now. Like I've ran a marathon. But I feel great. You see me laying down and going to sleep? Why is that? Oh, there's the presence of God. It's breathing on the back of my neck telling me keep going. Amen. Why is that? Because there is an activation that's happened inside of me. I tell you, I was sitting there in a chair and I was getting ready and I started thinking of all the different things, men and women that I've had been in contact with. And I've seen them become activated. And a moment's notice, my grandpa Sanders is in the Walmart. All of a sudden turns and prays for a lady. She gets healed of cancer. I can think of others that had broken legs. All of a sudden came up, prayed for them, and they went out walking. I've heard stories. I'm setting a boy on the pulpit that his leg was several inches shorter than the other. Several ministers gathered around, set him on the altar or up on the platform, laid hands on him, visibly grew in front of the whole church. That whole church was lined with crutches, wheelchairs, and apparatuses that help people walk. Why was it lined with it? Because there was a church member that started in the beginning and decided that they were going to hold on to the altar of God, not let go of the horns until God activated their prayer request. If we would get serious about revival, God would activate us. But we got to stop asking for it for the church. We can't say, I need revival for my brother or my sister. We got to say, activate revival here in my personal bubble, here in my pew. You are here in my home, because whenever you decide to become active in prayer, active in praise, you will find that you're active in the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost gets there, revival will fall.
Hallelujah. How serious is this? Let me tell you how serious it is. 1 Corinthians 6:19. We find the question is posed. What? No, you're not. That your body is the temple. Oh, this is my body. My choice. Do whatever I want to with it. No. It's time you go back and read the old King James Bible.
It says, which is in you. There is a temple that's set up here. Sister Lindsay talked about it this morning. If he's not sitting on that throne, then self is. And when self has control of that throne room, there is nothing but destruction, and self-will and self-desire is the only thing that's going to follow. You say, well, that don't sound too bad. It might not seem bad in your eyes, but if you'll just take a small gander back at your children or your dear friends that are beside you that's watching the way you're living, watch the impact it has on them. Nobody likes talking about that. That means I'm responsible. You are. Let me just tell you. You are responsible for me. Oh, I can't be. You're an adult. Your actions sends off a chain reaction in my life. Well, how can that be? See, I'm up here preaching my guts out. Here. Sis, reach in there. Is that warm? Yeah, see? Literally. There's a reaction that's happening. And the reaction that you give me either benefits or it squashes. I'm just using that because I like using me as an example and you too. See, we get in the same boat. I hand you a paddle and I take one too. We're going to go somewhere. Right. Amen. I want to be activated. Verse number 20. It says, for ye are bought with a price. Get this. Grab a hold of this, if nothing else. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. They don't belong to you. They belong to Him. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you begin to take those two things, amen, spirit, mind, and body, and apply them to the Heavenly Father, there will become an activation that will take place that will begin to set you apart, amen, from all the others. And next thing you know, people are going to say, hey, is that D.L. Moody I see? Hey, is that, amen, is that Jack Sanders I see? I'm here to tell you, if we want to see what they saw, we got to search and seek for what they sought for and live in the same manner. We got to live by the word of God. And if it says it, we activate it in our life. If he says pray without ceasing, we need to pray. Man. That woman with the issue of blood. She got activated. I want all four of you boys, come here real quick. Hurry. Grant, come here. All right, line up here. Line up. This way. Line up there. There you go. Just here, right there. Turn around, Grant, right there. All right, see? Kind of difficult. Just stay right there. Don't move. Kind of difficult to get through there. That woman with the issue of blood, she didn't let it distract her. She said, I'll be active. Whether I'm active walking or if I've got to be active crawling, if I can just get through to the other side, no matter what pain it might cost me, I'm willing to push through. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, if you're willing to push through just a little bit more, if you're willing to grab another gear, and you're willing to say, Lord, I know, amen, you've activated me. I know the answer to my prayers on the other side of this wall. And say, Lord, I'm willing to move. I'm willing to be active in your power. Thank you, man. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. John says, I was in the Spirit in the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. That trumpet, man. You hear a horn blast and you're not expecting it? What was that? It's like the thunderstorm when it rolls up and you don't know what's coming. You don't know whether to jump, run, or duck. We find he was activated. Verse number 17, he says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Timmy, come here. And he laid, you stand right here, and he laid his right hand upon me. Oh, something began to happen right there in John's life. It wasn't just a peace, but it was an activation to the very call he'd been seeking his whole life. That hand that he once felt that was so close to him, that had been gone for so long, had just touched him. And he realized, hallelujah, he realized that he had been activated another time. I'm going to tell you tonight, you might be in a place where you ain't felt God in a long time. I'm going to tell you, you just got to say, Lord, here am I. Come to this altar and activate me. We've got to be willing to make the first step. He told me not to fear not, for I am the first and the last. Stand, church. Activate. See, movement is activation. Been questioning the call on your life? Here's the place to make your calling sure. Been questioning whether or not God's going to heal your lost loved one and save their soul? Right here. Here's the activation zone. The waters are troubled. That angel, when he'd come down and touch that water, when the ripples would flow across there, people were dying to get in there, literally dying. They would rush to be the first one in. Because the first one in, guess what? Was made whole. You have a disease that's plaguing your mind. Deception, discouragement. Those are a disease that's created by the enemy of our soul. Questioning in how you need to act. Young person here tonight might be questioning their actions that they've had lately. Up here's your activation zone. Church, we got to prepare. Here in a few weeks, we're going to start revival. When our evangelist comes, is he going to have to come here and try and jumpstart revival in you? Oh, but when he walks in the door, revival going to jumpstart in him, because something's already happening here. We've got to quit wanting to be idle. Being idle is comfortable. And we've got to become active. Active in prayer. Active in praise. And active in his spirit. Know you not, Lydia, that you're the temple of the Holy Ghost? You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Brother Mike, we're not our own. The struggles we have in life, they aren't just ours, they're his. Children that's lost, they're his. And we've got to activate it right now. Say, Lord, I'm ready. Brother Charles, struggling isn't in our playbook. Sometimes we got it. Oh, I'm doing this. We've got to activate it in ourselves and say, Lord, guess what? I'm going to be the first one in line. These altars have been open the whole service. Where I'm supposed to go or what I'm supposed to do. Right here's where the answer is. If you don't have the problem, just take a moment and look around. There's someone here that needs your prayer. They need it to be activated. I preach my heart to the church. Let's be. It's a Sunday school lesson this morning. That profitable servant that went out, took the talents that he was given, invested it, came back with the return, and when the Savior when the king, when the Lord of the house returned, he said, well done, been faithful over a few. Here's a few more to add to that. But we've got to be willing to say, God, activate me. Activate this circle, this spot I'm in. Activate me with my church.